then Vloroya Shane, then Shane is not like Regal. Shane Kabanos Lahazik. Because Shane does not have Kabanos to do damage. Maybe that's what the Torah said, Yechayiv, because you could watch it. Karola Karen, but Karen, Shane Kabanos Lahazik, that has Kavono, has intentions of doing damage, is hard to watch, to maybe the Ebipota. And so that's what the Gemara means. That's what the Mishnah means. The Gemara says, no, it doesn't make sense. V'lav Kavachaymu, isn't this a Kavachaymu? Oma Shane. Shane Kabanos Lahazik. Madach the mazik of shame when the animal eats, where it doesn't have intentions of doing damage, it's only having enjoyment. Chayiv, still the Torah says the chayiv, if so, Karen, when your animal does damage by goring with his horns, shekavanos lahazik, where he has intentions of doing damage, like Oshrein, isn't it for sure you should be chayiv? So the Torah says Shane is chayiv, for sure Karen should be chayiv. The Torah says, no, Israel, I need it. Because Sakot Adachim, I would have thought to say like this, midi the heavy, I ever be yama. Maybe Karen is like Eved V'yama, if you own an Eved or an Oma. The word Eved V'yama, Lav HaFagad, the Kavanos L'Hazik. If your Eved Kanani does damage, even though it's doing damage B'Kavona, Afilu Achi P'tiri, still L'Maisu Yapota. So you see, even though something does damage B'Kavona, still the Torah parted you. Is Hachin Amulation here also, your Karen, even though your animal does damage B'Kavona, maybe still Yapota. That's a Svara. Like it's too hard to watch it, maybe the Torah parted you then. Samara says no. Amar Ravashi, Ota Eved V'yom Alav Time Arab Isbu. Isn't there a great time that they said that you potter? In other words, some of us should learn that really midi rise to Eved V'yom, since you own it, if it does damage, it's like you're sure. Really, the owner should have to pay. Really midi rise. It's a svar midi rabbanon. The rabbanon said you potter. You know why? Because if you have to pay for the damage that your Eved Kanani does, we're afraid Shema Yaknitenu Rabbi. Maybe the master will get his Eved angry. You know what the slave will do? He'll take revenge upon his master. He'll go and do damage or go to somebody else's field and burn it down. And he knows the lacher is that my master has to pay for it. So now when my master gets angry at me, I'll give it back to him. I'll go and burn down somebody's fields and my master will have to pay for it. So some learn avadim and he writes that that's the way it should be. Because since you own your Eved Kanani, it's your mammon, you have to watch him. It's only a svar midirabbanan though that you're potter. Midirabbanan you're potter, because here we're afraid the kavon will go and ruin things. But v'nim tzazem mechayim v'srabim meyamana b'chol yayim. The Eved will be mechayim his master $100 every single day. Mashenkein by Karen, you don't have that svar. You don't have the svar that Karen, the animal, get angry at its master and do damage every single day. Sabad in svar, when the Karen does do damage b'kavona, it's a svar you should be chayiv. So what's the Mishnah saying? L'roi zek, roi zef. It says Shane, for sure, Karen should be chayiv. Elding Mar says, my others learned that Amavriya is not like that. Amavriya now me this svar mid yiraisa that you potter from pain. It's machlekes. Elding Mar says, parachok, the Mar has a question like this rather. L'roi ya Karen, she kavados lahazi. The Torah would just say Karen, I say it's chayiv because it has kavona. True. Karol was Shane, but I would not blow Shane from it. Shane kavados lahazi, because Shane does not have kavona. And then the opposite way, the Torah would only say the word Shane, Shiashan Ali Azek. You know why you chayiv? Because it has enjoyment. That's why you have to pay. You should have watched it. Karola Karen, if it would have not said Karen, I would have said Karen is Potter, Shane Han Ali Azek. It doesn't have enjoyment from doing damage. So maybe that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means Shor means Karen, and Mava means Shane. Fred the Gemara, if so, the Regal my Shira. Why did the Mishnah leave out the Mazik of Regal then? So the Mishnah says, when the Mishnah says, Kishizik, Chav HaMazik, when it does damage at the end, and the Mazik has to pay, that's Lasuya Regal. It comes to include Regal also. But the Gemara still, but why doesn't the Mishnah say clearly the Mazik of Regal? If you're saying the Mishnah's talking about Karen and Shane, why do they leave out Regal? So therefore, that doesn't make sense to say that Shor should mean Karen and Mavish should mean Shane, to leave out Regal. Ella, therefore, my Rabbi said something like this, Tona Shoroy Laragli. No, Shor means Regal. Oh, marvel is shinoi. That's a good shot. Vachikov, this is what the Mishnah means. Leroy, our regal, should zeke a motzvah. Buddha just said regal, that's a zeke a motzvah. That's why it's chayat. Kuro, a shane, shane is zeke a motzvah. We're not no shane, because shane is not a zeke a motzvah. Leroy, a shane, Buddha just said the word shane in the Torah. She is shane only a zeke. You know why you chayat? Because it has enjoyment. Kuro, a regal, shane only a zeke. But I would not learn out regal from it, because regal does not have enjoyment from it. So that's what the Mishnah means. Regal and shane. If so, for the Gemara of a Karen, my Shira, how come the Mishnah left out the Mazik of Karen? So where it says no, when the end of the Mishnah says, Kishizik, Chav HaMazik, that extra words means, Lasuya Karen, come to include Karen also. For the Gemara will not yield behedja, but still, why does the Mishnah say Karen openly? Here we have a good teretz. The Muwada Mitchilos and Kamari. The Mishnah is only talking about Mazikim that Samud right away, the Faith Nezah Shalom right away, like Shane and Regal, and all the other ones. But Betamin, all of Saif Muadim like Kamari. But Karen, that the first two or three times is only a Tam, only Faith Chatzin Nezik. And later first becomes a Muad, that the Mishnah is not talking about, like Kamari. That's the Pshat and Rab. Now the Gemara says, Shmuel, my time will make Rav. How come Shmuel doesn't say like Rav? Not forget, that's the Pshat and Shmuel, I mean. Why Shmuel says, Shor is Regel, and Mavim means Shane. That was Pshat and Shmuel. Now the Gemara says, Shmuel, but Shmuel that says Mavim means Shane, my time will make Rav. Why doesn't he say like Rav? That made me Mavim, the Mishnah means Adam Amazik. Omolok, so Rav answers, Shmuel says, Isagadadich Adam, Hokatoni Seif, that's the next Mishnah that says later. The next Mishnah says, Shurha Muad, Vishurha Mazik, Vishurha Nizik, Vihodam, and it says later about the Mazik of Adam. So since the next Mishnah talks about Adam, our Mishnah is not talking about Adam. But the Gemara still, the list of Rashi, why does now Mishnah say the first Mishnah also talk about Adam and Mazik? I'll tell you no, Viniskimom and Kamari, Viniskimufla Kamari. Our first Mishnah is only talking about the Nezik of your mummy, what you own, your animals, or your shor, your boar, or your Aish, but it's not talking about Niska the Gufa, the person himself. That's the Svar in Shmuel. The Mishnah of Adam is first the next Mishnah. For the Gemara of Rav, Nami, Ayakatoni, Adam, and Seifai, the next Mishnah talks about Adam. So how can you say now first Mishnah of Mavi means Adam and Mazik? Amalach Rav, Rav says, Ahula, Machshavim, Abadim, Muadim, Udiyasa. The next Mishnah later just says for a different reason. It's talking about all the different types of Muadim, a Muad, so it says Adam is also a Muad. But it's not sure why it says Adam in the first Mishnah. Or if so, according to Rav, that Mavi means Adam, what's the Lei HaRev? What is just said Shor? According to Rav, Shor means all three Mazikim. Shor means Keren, Regel, and Shane. And Mavi means Adam. So what's the Lei HaRev in the Mishnah? Hokekoma. Lero Ashor Shemeshalem is Kaifer.
If your Shor kills somebody, the owner of the Shor has to pay Kaifer. Kero Adam Shemeshalem is a Kaifer. If a man kills another person, he doesn't pay Kaifer. If he kills them, Bemezid, he gets killed. If he kills them, Meshoyd, he goes to Golos, but he doesn't have to go to pay Kaifer. That Adam has to pay Dalad Dvorim, Nezik Tzari Vashavas Aboishis. Hatzara Shavas Shabem, what's the Tzara Shava? Shedarkan Lahazik, that's a Dara to do Hezik. So Mori asked the question, Vechishor Darkan Lahazik? If you're talking about Keren now, we know a town like the first of time is not a Dara for it to do Hezik. Sakan the Mishnah says, Shor is Darkan Lahazik. So Mori says, Bemuit. We're talking about after it did it already two or three times, that the Shor became a Muid. For Karen, now it's Derech. So more still is the question, Muad Darka Lahazik? Is the Muad a Derech to do a Hezek even Bekavanosa Lahazik with his Karen, who even after three times still the Gemara thought maybe it's not called Derech? So Mara says, yes, Kivan, the Yayit Urchayu. Since it happened already three times, it's called Urchay. That's the Teva now, that's called Urchay of an Od of the Shor, that's called Darka. Mara is the Kasher, by Odom. Dark Elahazik, the Mishnah says in Adam, that it's also Dark Elahazik. So do you want to tell me Adam is Derech Lahazik and Adam watches himself? A normal person doesn't go to do damage. So Gemara says it means be Yoshin, when he's sleeping. For the Gemara, Yoshin, Dark Elahazik, when a man is sleeping, does he have intention, like is he always doing Hezik? So Gemara says yes, Kivon Dekayef Uposhit, since when a person sleeps, he stretches out his feet. So therefore, Urchayu, it's a normal thing, like Rashi says, L'sharpe kelim shibitzat magaloisom. If there are kelim there on the side of his feet, it's a normal thing that he should break it. So therefore, Adam is also called Derech Lahazik. Then the Mishnah says what? U'shmirosen olecho. That the Shmira, the owner, has to watch it. So where is the question? Adam, if the Mishnah means Adam, Shmira's gufay olofu. What do you mean, Shmirosen olecho? It's upon you. You have to watch your own guf. It shouldn't use lashon of ushmirosan olecha. So Mora says, according to your Tana, that he's asking such a question. How did Tani Karna, that the Tana Karna learned, that our bo ovus nezikim. He learned there are four ovus nezikim. V'yodim echad mihen. He says clearly, Adam is one of them. So then it's Akasha. Adam shmiras gufa lafu. That Adam, we know, has to watch himself. It's not called ushmirosan olecha, but rather he has to watch his own guf. Elo, what do you have to answer? Could the Yom Malay Rab Abba Latana? For Rab Abba said to the Tana, Tani, learn like this. Adam, when it talks about the Mazak of Adim, you should know, Shmiras Gufa Love, he has to watch himself. Not a Lashon of Ushmirosan Olecha, that it Shmir is upon you. That's good, but your animal, you have to watch your animal. But when we're talking about Odom HaMazik, Odom HaMazik really should be learned, Shmiras Gufa Lov, you have to watch yourself. Therefore the Gemara says,